leave in on a jet plane.
So a few years back, Doc and I had a little whoopsie baby. We had to send her far away to live with my Aunt Gus for safety's sake, while we cleaned all the demons out of my hometown. Going to see her felt like an impossible dream. And then we finally made it there to visit, and Alice was truthfully the coolest 5-year-old on the planet. Fighting. I saw her finally playing with her father, and Doc was so good.
You're it! Get from there!
Infinite patience. He chased her around the house and tickled her little neck with that big old mustache. They'd play all day, giggle for hours.
I'm gonna get you. Gotcha.
I know she thought I was shit at playing Barbies, and Doc and Gus were all over me for my fucking potty mouth, which made most of my storylines out of the question. Okay, maybe I passed out a few times while we were playing, because, dude, how many times can you watch veterinarian Barbie put all the nice puppies to bed before you need a nice little nap yourself? So I was down for it when it was finally time for Doc and I to hit the road on our well-deserved vacay. But on the way, Doc lost his hat, and then some dick biscuits stole my ride. Man, I loved that bike.
Well, perhaps it is a sign.
That the universe still sucks?
That we should go back to Aunt Gus's. Spend some more time with Alice.
Yeah, but you promised me a trip. Not to Gus's, but to a magical land that begins with a D and ends with a D.
The Double D's Gentlemen's Club. Businessman's buffet open 24 hours. Kylie on the pole.
Dollywood, you perv. It's time this Dolly girl makes the pilgrimage to the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee to pay homage to her queen. I'm gonna ride all the rides, drink all the beers, and cram as many 12-inch Dolly dogs into my filthy mouth as I can.
That seems like a lot.
You promised.
And I will never break a promise to my girl. We are Tennessee bound.
You talking about me or Kylie?
Touché.
Bring it in, cowboy.
Now, there is just one little detail that needs straightening out. We are rather lacking in wheels.
All right, so we rent some.
Credit card?
Sure, I'd love one. What flavors do you have?
No credit card, no vehicle.
This is discrimination. I don't have a credit card, okay? What am I, a Rockefeller? Nonetheless, I need to get to Dollywood, and I need to do it in a hot pink convertible. It's what Dolly Parton deserves.
Maybe so, but I need a credit card.
Next!
These millenniums. I suppose we could hop a Greyhound.
A bus? Nuh-uh. Only in the direst emergency. Me and buses broke up a long time ago. Ooh, unless it's a free shuttle. Come on.
It says it's going to the airport.
Yeah, because that's where they keep the airplanes at, genius.
The what?
Ooh, da, 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 da. Ooh, you're in luck. I have 2 seats available on the next flight to Knoxville.
All right, how much for 2 tickets one way?
$543.
Are you... What? That is highway robbery. And I know highway robbery. Thank you for your time, miss. Come along, Winona.
We will take them. Is cash okay?
Winona, can we talk about this?
Any baggage?
No. Traveling light today.
Winona, have you forgotten about the bullet holes you have stuffed down the back of your jeans?
Oh, right. Almost forgot. I have a little firearm here.
Oh, yeah, that's not, what I would call little, ma'am.
That's what my first wife said. No? Tough crowd. After Miss I've Never Seen a 4-inch Handgun in My Sweet Little Cutie Life scooped her jaw up off the counter, she explained TSA regulations regarding the safe transport of firearms on airplanes. I had to put my peacemaker in a secure case and check her into baggage, which meant our next stop was the luggage store inside the terminal. Well, actually, our next stop was Chichichichuros, but the luggage place was right next door.
$50 for a case. At this rate, we will have nothing left in the kitty by the time we get to Tennessee.
Well, then we'll just have to economize.
And how do we do that?
What am I, an economist? Don't lose your hat and get my bike stolen. Buy less mustache wax.
You are the one who purchased the exorbitantly priced airline vouchers.
Because you promised me Dollywood, remember?
You never stop and consider before making rash decisions.
Have you met me? Rash Decisions is kind of my middle name. Or maybe it's just rash. Why are you being such a boner killer?
There has to be another way to get to Tennessee.
Well, it's a real long walk and the stagecoach ain't running.
We could try thumbing a ride.
With that mustache, nobody stops for serial killers.
Well, if it is that much of an impediment, then I shall shave.
Not if you intend to have sex with me ever again.
I would do just about anything rather than climb aboard one of those winged coffins.
You're scared to fly. Can't be. After all the demons we faced, after literal journeys through hell, you can't deal with a plane?
There is still time to pull out.
Oh, honey, we both know pulling out has never been your strong suit. Come on. Time to face more of an everyday monster.
I don't want to. I cannot do it, Winona. I will not.
You can. You can do anything. Aside from pulling out, as discussed. We're just going to take this step by step, okay? The first thing we get through is security.
Jacket, boots, and belts into the tray. Jacket, boots, and belt.
That is half of my identity.
Keep the line moving, please.
Is it okay to keep my bra on?
Jacket, boots, belt.
Joke's on you. I'm not wearing a bra, and you know it.
Let us not make this take any longer than it must, Winona.
You know, travel used to be fun. Now you can't even make a simple joke.
Ugh, tell me about it. These days, I can't even face the airport without popping a Zanny.
You know what they say. Zannies are dandy, but liquor is quicker.
Is that alcohol in your flask, ma'am?
Sweet tea. Your daddy made it for me.
I'll need you to transfer whatever it is into a TSA-approved receptacle, like this plastic bag.
Okay, how's about I transfer it into my stomach, or is that not a TSA-approved receptacle?
Hand me the flask, ma'am.
Can I get it, please?
Do as the man says, Winona.
Jeez. Bottoms up. Or should I say up your bottom? I wanted to keep it cute for Doc. I was kind of hoping that after the soul-crushing nightmare of the security screening, he might be okay. I mean, he didn't get probed. But as we grabbed a seat in the departure gate, he couldn't stop staring at our plane. Honestly, he was eyeing it like it was a revenant with plans to disembowel him.
I got a bad feeling about this one. A real, real bad feeling.
Called anxiety.
It's called a survival instinct, and I prefer to listen to it.
Millions of people fly every day.
You know what flies, Winona? Birds. Feathery little creatures with flappy wings. Does that metal monstrosity look like a bird to you? That is 100 tons of steel and bolts. You tell me how 100 tons of steel and bolts can fly like a bird.
No, I was stoned in physics class.
It defies all natural laws.
Lower your voice, okay? You're scaring the normies.
You ever think about what terminal means? It means death. Why do you think they call it the terminal?
You have to stop this. You're winding yourself up into a state. Just think about something else.
I'm trying, Winona, but my heart is thumping like a stampede of buffalo.
Ooh, thumping. How are you even sexy when you're scared?
It's a gift. I told you I cannot do this. Now what do we do?
You just need a stiff drink. Or three.
The bar is not open.
I know. It sucks donkey dicks. How come it's fine to bring a purse full of Zannies on the plane, but not a thimble full of whiskey? Oh, wait.
that's what you need.
I am not following.
Xanax is just whiskey for rich people. Wait here. Try to keep cool. I'll be back in a jiff with some sweet, sweet medicine.
Whatever you are doing, do it quick. Okay, now. Tacos are tasty. Tacos are tasty. Tacos are tasty. Tacos are tasty. Tacos are tasty.
Hi there. Excuse me. Do you mind if I take this seat?
Suit yourself, ma'am.
I don't mean to be nosy, but I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. You seem to have a case of pre-flight jitters.
Me? Thank you for your concern. It's just a bit of nerves is all.
My name's Isadora. I'm a therapist. Why don't I sit with you? We could talk it through together.
Thank you kindly, but I'm not feeling too chatty.
You know, people always say that. But once I get them going, they find it awfully hard to stop. Tell me about your stress, Henry.
I do not recall telling you my name.
You just look like a Henry, I suppose.
Well, I do not want to burden you.
Oh, it's no trouble at all. Quite the opposite. I just love to hear all about it.
Didn't take long to find my gal pal, the Dowager of Downers.
And I had a plan.
Hey, girl! Sensible shoes! We talked in line. Remember me?
Hi.
Just wanted to let you know. I asked the agent over there at the gate if there were any upgrades to first class, and he said he happens to have two available, so I might have flirted just a bit and got myself upgraded.
Are you serious?
Oh, I never joke about free upgrades. If I were you, I'd hurry those comfortable flats over there and get one, too. I can watch your stuff.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're the best.
I know, right?
As the Baroness of Benzos began pestering the flight attendant for a non-existent upgrade, I tossed her handbag for her magic beans. It was harder than you'd think, like finding a needle in a haystack made of scented hand sanies and lip plumper. So I missed my chance to get away.
Help! This woman is trying to steal my purse!
What seems to be the problem here?
I had to think fast before Chad the flight attendant had me hauled off and the gates of Dollywood slammed shut to me. Luckily, I still had my purgatory badge riding in my hip pocket. Air Marshal Earp.
I wasn't aware we had marshals on these flights.
Well, here we are. Marshalling. And I'm currently investigating a counterfeit drug ring. I have reason to believe this passenger is carrying illegal contraband in her way too big purse filled with way too much dumb girl shit. What have we here? It's amazing what you can get away with when you have a badge and a flexible moral compass.
Did you know, Henry, that since 1982, there have been a reported 83,374 fatal airline crashes?
83,000.
And do you know how many people died in those crashes, Henry? 47,719.
Lord in heaven.
I mean, how many of them knew? In those moments when they tumbled from the sky, how many of them knew what was happening to them?
No.
I simply can't imagine a worse way to die. Lungs collapsing, breath slowing, even as your body plummets faster and faster.
Who's your friend, Doc?
Winona.
Oh, hello. I'm Isadora.
Okay. What's up, Isadora?
Your partner is just telling me that you're off to Dollywood. I hope you have a nice time, despite the heat and the crowds and all those lines.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Who was that?
She claimed to be some kind of talk therapist. But the more she talked to me, the worse I felt.
Sounds about right. Here, take two of these. They'll fix whatever ails you, and some things that don't.
Well, at this point, I will try anything.
This is the pre-boarding announcement for Flight 973 to Knoxville, Tennessee. We're ready to begin welcoming you aboard today's flight.
This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard Flight 973. Looks like we're having clear skies ahead of us, and we'll be arriving in Tennessee just after 1 p.m. Don't expect much turbulence. It should be a pretty calm flight. So sit back and enjoy the ride. And anything you need, be sure to let one of our cabin attendants know. Enjoy the flight.
Did I ever tell you about the time me and Wyatt was fighting with the... Who was it? That doesn't matter. Ooh, I sure do love me some salted peanuts. Don't you love some?
Seems like Dr. Winona's farmies helped you out.
Oh, my good golly, we are flying right through the clouds. Now, where do they keep the rain in them things?
Okay, drunky old drunken hammer. Maybe we start going easier on the double whiskeys, huh?
Well, might be prudent.
You got any gum? My ears are being messy, bitches.
Oh, no! Medic!
It's just a change in air pressure, Grandpa. Relax. It's totally normal and natural. Gum is all I need.
I think I might have some.
Oh. What is that, a note? Is this from Kylie?
Oh, it's nothing. Just a little drawing from Alice.
Have a safe trip, Daddy and Winona. Sweet.
Oh, Winona, she is little. She doesn't get it.
I do. There's nothing about me that screams mommy.
And I like it that way.
You're a sexy, sexy liar. I know she's got Gus, and that's been her mother figure for her whole life. And I know we did that for her own good, to keep her safe, so... Yeah, it's probably confusing when some wackadoo hot slut shows up in leather pants and says, no, I'm the mommy.
Your sacrifice shows that you have been the mother she needed.
So why do I still feel like a failure?
How you feel ain't always how it is.
I hope that's right.
Now, you listen here. You showed up for her as soon as you could, the best way you could. Love does not always have to be perfect. It just has to be your version of love.
Can I show you my version of love? Because I've always wanted to join the Mile High Club.
The Mile what now?
Meet me in the bathroom in 30 seconds and I'll show you.
Do we have to stand?
May I offer you ladies a beverage, water, coffee?
I'll maybe have a...
She's fine. We're fine.
Alrighty then. Beverages, water, coffee.
Isadora, do you mind if I turn off these lights? It's hurting my eyes.
Sure. Make yourself comfortable. Now, tell me, Linda, what did your boss say after you asked for the raise?
Can we talk about something else, Isadora? My head, it's pounding.
We could talk more about that air marshal who falsely accused you of having fake pills.
Can't you hear that noise? It's unbearable. How come everyone isn't freaking out?
That's the sound of stress. Tell me more about your boss, and let's see if we can't make it better.
Just move it a bit this way.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
No.
Oh, yeah, I think I got it.
No, I think I'd know if you did. You angle it up, like up.
I do not need a damn geometry lesson.
Well, apparently you do.
Maybe you are an imposter, and he just saw through it.
Please, my head.
Maybe he's right. Did you ever think of it that way? Maybe taking that division away from you was the right thing to do.
How do you know about that? I can't take this!
Maybe your career is a bust for a reason. He sees you for what you really are.
Is that good?
Gentlemen, we have liftoff.
Air Marshal Earth?
Come on.
Damn it. We just found the angle.
Welcome aboard the Cockblock Express.
Air Marshal Earth, are you in there?
El baño está ocupado.
I know what you're doing, and I do not care. We have a situation out here, a very serious situation.
I'm coming. I'm coming.
At least I was about to.
All the passengers were clustered into economy. They looked like a bunch of cows in a semi-truck on their way to slaughter. So I knew whatever Chad was leading me to in first class was gonna be no bueno.
Please remain seated. Air Marshal Earp and her partner are going to handle the situation.
Oh, Lordy.
Business bitch's body was intact. But her head, well, let's just say, the first class cabin had undergone an extreme makeover, brain matter edition.
It just exploded.
Mm-hmm. Like, boom.
It was more of a kind of a wet pop. Oh, oh God, I think I'm going to be sick. Oh.
Okay, aim away from my shoes, Chad. Was she sitting with anyone?
Some middle-aged lady. One of those passengers who really likes to talk.
Sounds like my friend from the terminal.
Yep. And where is that lady now, Chad?
I don't know. I haven't seen her since the wet pop. Oh, God.
Okay, go back to the passengers. Keep them calm. Pass out inflatable neck pillows or inflatable girlfriends. Whatever you got, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, Air Marshal, ma'am. Oh,
God. Well, now, sounds like we got a demon on our hands.
I'm no Waverly, but... Yep, sounds like a demon with the power to talk people's heads off.
Literally.
Well, we better find her before she mind bombs anybody else. This is some holiday, Doc.
Hello? Come in?
The crew isn't answering, sir.
Well, I'll go see what's going on. I need to hit the head anyway.
Hello, Captain.
Hello, ma'am. Excuse me, please. I'm on the way to find my cabin crew.
No, don't worry about them right now. Let's talk about your stress, Jonathan.
What? I don't remember announcing my first name.
Oh. Well, then I'll introduce you. Hello, my name is Jonathan, and my ex-wife is suing me to double her alimony.
What is that noise?
Also, I definitely think you're right. She is fucking that rich orthodontist on every one of his speedboats.
God, how hard can it be to find someone on a plane?
This is her killing ground. She knows the ins and outs of this plane like a coyote knows its favorite canyon. Damn it. Now my ears are thumping.
Stay calm. It's just a change in pressure, remember? A change in pressure. What if she's using the pressure inside people's heads? Elevating it till they pop?
That is what it felt like when she was talking to me. Like this ungodly pressure building in my head.
She's on a plane filled with people who are stressed to the max. Maybe the elevated air pressure in the cabin makes her job even easier.
A snake in a rabbit hole. We need to find a way to level the playing field.
How?
Fucked if I know.
Apparently, we were a little out of our depth. We had to turn to Chad, the brain-splattered flight attendant.
I can tell you the basics. The air pressure outside is dangerously low at this height, so airplanes have to balance it out with a mechanism.
And how do we find that thingamabitch?
So look, they only kind of glossed over how to fly the plane in my training, okay?
Perhaps we could send them a comment card suggesting it for future consideration.
if we don't die first?
Oh, I think there's a lever in the cockpit.
Sounds like Dora the Exploder just struck again. The three of us sprinted up through the empty first-class cabin, and sure enough, the captain had lost his head.
The pilot? Oh, my God, 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 oh, my God!
How can Explosivo move around the plane without us knowing?
Oh, she didn't come through the cabin.
Well, where's all the other stuff that's on the plane? The bags and the dogs and all that stuff.
The cargo hold!
Could you get in there?
There are hatches at the front and the rear of the plane.
Oh, my God, this bitch is pulling an alien!
Hold up. We have to deal with aliens now, too?
No, the xenomorph, the big bad in the movie Alien, got around the ship like that.
I must confess, I'm still lost.
Captain? Captain? What is happening out here? Oh.
Oh, God. That was our co-pilot. Who's going to fly the plane? Okay, one thing at a time. I'll go get the first aid kit. Oh, God. Sister, please, move your child.
Must have bonked her noggin on the way down. She is badly concussed. This horse is done trotting for a while.
No pilot, no co-pilot, and a stress demon running around the plane going helsing-popping with people's brains.
Would this be a good time to remind you that we could have hitchhiked?
No, and it will never be a good time.
Duly noted.
Okay, I'm going to go down in the hold to get Peacemaker, and then I'm going to track down that stress-eating she-bitch and blow her the fuck back to Hades.
You do not think I'm about to let you face her alone, Winona.
Doc, pilot's dead. Co-pilot's out, so somebody's got to take the stick. We can ask Chad, but look at Chad. I don't think Chad can do it alone.
Me? I've never even rode on an airplane before, let alone taking any such stick.
Think of it as a wild filly that needs taming.
I do appreciate the metaphor, but I reckon there might be a little more to it than that, Winona.
I could make some chicken noises at you now.
No.
Do you want another whiskey? Would that help?
Yes. Okie dokie. Point me at the saddle, and I shall bring this metal stallion home.
Ooh, yeehaw, Captain Holiday.
That does have a nice ring to it.
Told you could fly.
As I dropped down into the hold, the hatch closed behind me, sealing me in. It was as dark and cold as a witch's snatch down there. I was surrounded on all sides by tall stacks of suitcases wrapped in clear plastic.
So much shit in here.
I'm no expert on what a cargo hold is supposed to sound like, but I was pretty sure I could hear someone else moving around behind the stacks. And I had a pretty good idea who it was, so I needed to move fast.
Oh, there she is. I found my case with Peacemaker.
It was wrapped in this bundle of industrial-strength plastic along with a metric shit-ton of other suitcases. It'd be a snap to cut it out if I had a knife, but all I had were my nails. Which were as short as a hopeful lesbian's on a first date.
Come on, Peacemaker. Come to Mama. Come on.
You can... Do you bite your nails, Miss Earp?
Ah, Izzy. I was wondering when you were going to raise your brain-exploding head.
Oh, you seem to be under a lot of stress right now, Winona. Why don't you and I have a little talk?
A little busy right now, Isadora. Call my office to reschedule, okay?
You can't run from this, Winona.
No? Watch me.
Oh, is that what you need? Someone watching and admiring you at all times? Not to be alone with your thoughts for an instant?
Ugh. Actually, I don't mind a little solitude. I don't get much of it. In the meantime, you got some scissors I could borrow?
Scissors? I had some. Sorry. What would you like to talk about, honey? How about, your thighs?
Oh, actually, my thighs are pretty hot. I challenge any underage runway model to a thigh off. Is that a thing? Could we do that? How would we even do a thigh off? Like, who can hold reverse cowgirl for the longest? Because, bitch, I'm winning.
Oh, we could talk about your inability to cook even a basic meal.
I actually make a mean grilled cheese.
Throw some sriracha on there. It's quite edible, especially if you're drunk. Oh, especially. It's delish.
And are you usually drunk?
I've been living with alcoholic shame for years. It's kind of faded to a nice, beigey, comfortable self-hatred. Can live with it.
You are a tough nut to crack.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's how we do the thigh off. Me and the baby supermodels, we crack nuts with our quads.
Baby. Babies. Motherhood.
Oh, yeah. That one gets a lot of you.
Oh, shit on toast.
Bingo!
I'm a great mom.
Oh, really? Is that the best you can do, Winona? Not very convincing.
Let's dig a little deeper.
Can I take a rain check?
You're not even recognizable as a mother in your own child's eyes. It's Alice, right? Her name?
That's certainly not Alice's fault.
Or Henry's, or your auntie's. How could you ever blame them?
It's your fault.
Every word was like a box kick to my soul. The pressure in my brain was a bitch, and there was no relief. I felt all my strength slipping away like I'd dropped a few too many edibles, and my bullshit just wasn't working right anymore, including my incredible thighs. Those last layers of plastic might as well have been cement.
Now this sure is one confounding array of buttons and switches. Ooh, shiny.
Don't worry about those, Marshall. The plane takes care of the flying. All you have to do is the landing, which is the hardest part, by far.
Duly noted. Now, which one of these contraptions adjusts the pressure in the cargo hold, Chadsworth?
Just Chad, and there's a lever by your left hand which says cargo press. Pull it to your right.
Much obliged, just Chad. Now let us see if I can help D-Demon this outfit.
I'm sorry, D-what?
Face it, Winona. You failed at motherhood, too. What a shock.
And then suddenly, the air in the cargo hold shifted hard and fast. The pressure in my poor noggin just lifted. Oh, it felt like when it rains after a thunderstorm. With my hands and my brain able to talk to each other again, I managed to grab my real best friend from her plastic case. Ah, hello, Peacemaker. You gorgeous little saver of asses.
What is next, Chattington?
It's just Chad. And we're nearing Knoxville, so we need to slow down to begin our descent. I'm 85% sure that's the throttle, so pull it down slowly to reduce speed.
Okie dokie. Here goes.
No! I said pull it down! No!
The contents of the plane went flying, knocking the case from my hand. Peacemaker went skittering under the cargo, totally out of my reach. I was as helpless as Ripley facing the xenomorph at the end of Alien in nothing but her skimpy underwear, and I did look just as good. You're gonna have to trust me on that.
You're running out of oxygen, Winona. You'll be dead in a matter of seconds now. But look on the bright side. By dying, you'll be sparing poor Alice a lifetime of disappointment.
Listen, I face death a lot. It's kind of my job. But this time, I only thought about Alice and how much I wanted to stick around to see who she was going to grow up to be. And how maybe that was enough, like Doc said. Like maybe doing my best to show up for her was enough. The pressure went back down, like a boner in church. And I saw my chance to open the cargo hatch completely, and my brain was clear enough to go, "Girl, do the full Ripley." Mustering my last ounce of strength, I reached for the handle.
What do you think you're doing? There's nowhere to go, Wynona! Wait! What are you doing?
My bitch!
Whoa! Easy now, girl.
Sir?
Time to get back into that nice warm bond.
Sir, I appreciate the positive reinforcement, but I think we might have to put the landing gear down.
Right, old Chadburn. This button says something about that.
And we should be lining up with the center line, no?
Oh, I got my eye on that way run.
Runway!
Mm-hmm. The key to guiding a horse around a barrel is the angles. You can't bank too steep or she'll stumble. See?
Okay. Get no line up at center.
Now watch this girl.
Yeah, pull the throttle all the way back.
She don't spook easy.
No, not that far back. Not that far back. Halfway.
Easy.
There you go.
Easy.
Nice and smooth. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. You did it. Forgive me, sir, but that was the sexiest damn thing I've ever seen in my life.
I told you she was a good girl. Ain't you, girl? Yeah. Someone is getting an extra scoop of oats tonight. Maybe even an apple.
By the end of day one at Dollywood, my belly was full of turkey legs and dolly dogs, and my arms were loaded up with prizes Doc won for me at the shoot 'em up gallery, plus the ones I won for him before the shooting gallery guy kicked us out on some regulation technicality. Apparently 100 prizes is too many prizes.
Oh, you smell that, Wynona.
Oh, the smoked turkey legs.
No, the fresh mountain air. It is intoxicating.
Mm-hmm, so's the beer.
You know, Tennessee's got some good farming country.
Are you trying to talk me into buying a farm by dangling Dollywood season passes?
If that's what it takes.
Well, what if we ask Alice? See what she thinks.
We can do that.
I was thinking I'd like to call her tonight. Maybe just to say hi. And we can ask her what she'd think about spending a lot of her time on a Tennessee farm with her dad and her Wynona.
Her mom.
I've decided I'm okay with Wynona. I mean, not everyone is cut out to be a mom. Just like not everyone is cut out to wear a killer leather jacket and fire a peacemaker.
Damn right.
I'm just doing it my way and Alice's. The lightning rod. It's the biggest coaster they have. Let's go!
Wynona, there is no way in hell you are ever getting me that high in the air. Ever. Again.
I can live with that. Captain Holiday.
So how are we getting home?
I don't know.